The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned in to Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energy controls how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is energy and the three universal laws. The three universal laws are law of attraction, the law of allowing, and the law of the moment. And hopefully today we are going to talk about how you can use these laws for your advantage, to live more radiantly, to live at your highest potential, and to really create the life of your dreams. That's what it's all about. So today I have Janine Dietrich with me. And Janine is a personal development coach through Prosper Inc. in Provo, Utah. Janine helps people globally to clear blocks and create miracles. She has a 30-year career as a real estate investor and real estate broker. Janine studied theology at Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, and received her bachelor's and master of sciences through the University of Medical Physical Sciences. Currently, she is a doctoral candidate through Minnesota University School of Metaphysical Sciences, earning her PhD in metaphysical counseling. Magnifying her gifts of teaching and healing, Janine owns Good Vibrations Energy Clinic, LLC. Using holistic healing modalities such as quantum touch, quantum healing, meridian clearing, neurolinguistic programming, hypnosis, homeopathy, healing gemstones as medicine, biofeedback, nutritive emotional clearing, theta healing, theta yoga breathing, Reiki, and perspective flipping for emotional clearing. Her website is www.goodvibrationsenergyclinic.com. That is www.goodvibrationsenergyclinic.com. Welcome, Janine.
Hi there, Anne. How are you, Radiant Energy Doctor?
I am radiant today.
I love that. That means so you've filled your energy field with lots of good stuff, Anne.
Yeah, I have. And when I talk to Janine, my vibration naturally increases. And I hope that my listeners will feel that positive energy that she just exudes from every pore of her body. And so we are so lucky to have you here today, Janine, to talk with us about these three amazing natural laws.
I am absolutely delighted to get to speak with you about the three universal laws. You know, part of the reason I love this subject so much, Anne, and I'm so delighted that you've asked me to be on your show to talk with all of your listeners about the three universal laws, is because it simplifies our lives to realize there's really only three rules.
Yes, absolutely.
There are so many amazing, enlightened teachers out there whom I love listening to, by the way, and I learn tremendous amounts of things through. But if you really bought into everything that they're calling a law, my goodness, the list is endless. And so the first thing I think your listeners might be interested in understanding is, what makes a universal law anyway? Why do we call things laws? Please understand that in many instances, what people are calling a law is actually only a principle. It's a principle that if you implement it, it can serve you if you decide it's going to serve you. Obviously, the energy of that is your intention, and that radiates from your heart, doesn't it, Anne? The heart being imbued with eternal knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like our friend Louise Hay says, the heart is imbued with eternal knowledge. And I love knowing that, because your intention then emits the resonance that flows into the energy field surrounding your body, and that is what causes us to attract everything that we attract. Of course, you and I have talked in a previous show, and your listeners can go back and listen to those recordings, can't they, Anne?
Oh, absolutely.
Previous recordings?
Yes,
okay, the science behind the law of, okay, good. The science behind the law of attraction, that one was called. And that, of course, is the first universal law. So what makes a law? What's a law versus a principle? I realize that this is a little bit semantics, and that's the reason why so many enlightened teachers call pretty much everything a law, because it's just a word. What I am calling a law in this discussion that we're having now are the three guiding principles that are universal influences upon our energy fields that never stop. They ceaselessly are always working, and it does not depend upon whether a person implements them. It is only a principle if it's only effective when a person implements them. It is a law. Does that make sense, Anne?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. So different people can have different principles upon which they base their lives, but that will not have any bearing whatsoever on these three universal laws that we're discussing today, because these three universal laws that we're discussing today are 100% of the time always effective, no matter what other principles a person chooses to implement in their life. And that's what makes these laws. Now, as I listen to other gurus, if you will, and awakened teachers, they'll call many, many principles laws. And I think what their intention is in calling those things laws is that if you implement those principles, it will serve you in experiencing the benefit of the three universal laws.
Yeah.
So that has value, doesn't it?
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
It does make sense, doesn't
it? It's all intention. Yeah,
right, exactly. It's all intention. And that intention is what we fill our energy field with that causes us to radiate, right? Radiant energy doctor.
Yes.
So when a person is implementing integrity, that's a principle. Because the universe does not make that assessment or judgment. Integrity is not measured in the universe. Isn't that interesting to think about?
Yeah.
There is no universal law that says this is integrity and this is not. The universe does not make that judgment. And let me give you an example that proves that. And then we'll go about talking about the specifics of how to implement these three universal laws, a discussion of what the three universal laws are, and then how to implement the three universal laws in your life. But the reason why the universal laws don't make any judgments or assessments is because the universe functions on principles of vibrational frequency. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
We live in a vibrational universe. Color is an example of that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sound.
Sound. There you go. That's
light.
Right.
Sound, light. Yeah.
Exactly. All of those things are examples of the fact that the energy field surrounding our bodies picks up on the vibration of emissions in the universe and causes us to perceive light, sound, color.
Yeah.
All of those things are our energy field picking up on the vibrational frequency that is emitted in the universe. So
and resonating with it.
Say it again, Anne. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
And resonating with it.
Yeah, that's right. And resonating with it. Exactly. If I don't resonate with a color that's being emitted, I cannot perceive that color, can I?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. So it's only when we resonate with it that we can actually even pick up on it, which is very interesting because that could be a whole nother show, how we could discuss how perceptions are developed. It's all what we can pick up on based on what we have imbued our energy field with. However, let's go back to this discussion about how the universe doesn't make the judgment of integrity and the measurement of integrity. So the universe is all based on vibration. And the vibration that we are emitting is the vibration that the universe will cause to be drawn to us. This is why, you know, we have to resonate with something in order to perceive it. So the universe just gives back to us exactly what we're vibrating. This is commonly called the law of attraction. Exactly, which is the first universal law. Or I'm not saying the first universal law as in the most important. Believe me, the other two laws are equally important. People have a tendency not to ascertain that simply because they haven't been involved in your radio show and heard this discussion.
Right. But people are more aware of the law of attraction than the other two, I think. Don't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. Yes. Yeah. I think they are more aware of the law of attraction, and partially because of our wonderful friend Rhonda Byrne and the production of that wonderful movie, The Secret, her book and her movie, The Secret, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That has popularized the idea of the law of attraction, and we are very much appreciative of her work in that endeavor. Also, our friends Jerry and Esther Hicks, Jerry and the now late Esther Hicks, our friends Jerry and the late Esther and the late Jerry Hicks, and their work with the law of attraction and channeling that collective consciousness known as Abraham, they have made the law of attraction very well understood in the universe at this time. And I'm very appreciative of that because of the fact that it helps the whole universe. It has put the strings of energy out there into the whole entire universe so that more and more people can pick up on the vibration of understanding the law of attraction so that it is now becoming more widespread. Because the more strings of energy we shoot out there into the ethers about a principle like the law of attraction or the law of attraction, it's not a principle, it's a law, then the more people can pick up on it, so it's exponentially multiplied. So that one is becoming very well understood. So you and I need to talk more about the other two laws, don't we? So we can shoot those strings of energy out into the mind field so that more people can pick up on it. Does that make sense?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. So the other two universal laws are the law of allowing and the law of the moment. Now, let's think about this and how we're calling it a law. So the law of attraction is always, always, always functioning. Whatever you are vibrating and radiating out is going to be drawn back to you, period. It doesn't matter if it doesn't have integrity because the universe doesn't discern that. Vibration matches vibration, period. So if you're a lousy, no good for nothing creep who cheats people, guess what? You're going to attract back a lot of other lousy, no good for nothing creeps who cheat people, right?
Yes.
The universe doesn't measure, oh, wow, is this integrity? We're not going to follow through with this. This isn't integrity. No, the universe doesn't measure that in any way, shape, or form. You get back what you're radiating out, period. What could be more just?
Right. Absolutely. It makes perfect sense. Like attracts like.
It does. Exactly. It makes perfect sense. So that law is always, always working. So many people who have been students of the law of attraction come to me as a personal development coach and energy medicine practitioner and say, Janine, I've been studying the law of attraction for 20 years. Oh, it still isn't working in my life. And I'm like, oh, it's working. It's definitely working. You're just attracting what you're attracting because of the energy that you are emitting. And yeah. Often it's they don't understand how to implement the other two laws because they've never heard of them.
Right. And let me just say one thing about vibration. So yes. Thoughts have vibration. I know we talked about this in the other show, but just so people know that every thought that you have has a particular vibration. So you want to be thinking thoughts that are the highest vibration, and therefore you're going to be attracting in the higher vibration things into your life. Okay. So
exactly.
Law of allowing.
I'm very glad you pointed that out. And it actually is a perfect bridge into the law of allowing, Anne, because so often the people who come to me and say, I've been implementing the law of attraction, it doesn't appear to be working. What's the problem? It is because they don't know how to implement the other two laws. Let's build upon what you just pointed out. So many people think, okay, so we do have to. Thoughts definitely have a vibration. Feelings have a vibration. However, frequently what we do is we actually fail to implement the law of allowing and we resist having certain thoughts because we're afraid they are negative and we're afraid that they will attract something quote unquote bad mm-hmm. into our lives. And as a result of that, what we're really doing, because that is a resistant energy, what we're really doing is we're trapping that negative energy inside our cellular memory. We're trapping it inside of our energy field through disallowing.
Right.
So while we don't want to ruminate on and focus on and rehash over and over and over negative thoughts, it's important that if we have a negative thought, which is chronic. Now, not a thought, which is just a fleeting thought. You can just let those go, just let them go. And as an observer, watch them float on by. But when it is a chronic thought, so differentiate between fleeting thoughts and chronic thoughts here in applying the law of allowing to our lives. When we have a fleeting thought, we can just let it float on by with detachment. When it's chronic, we need to notice if it keeps
right.
coming. Go ahead.
I was just thinking, you know, when people say it's not working, that to me is a chronic thought. And
Precise.
Of course, it is working. But let's just break for a minute because
okay.
I know what's coming next is going to be very exciting. And I wouldn't want to break in front of that. But now that I've broken in, let's take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Okay, super.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we are here with Janine Dietrich, and we are talking about the energy of the three universal laws. Okay, Janine, so let's continue talking about the law of allowing.
Okay, super. I want to point out to you the reason why the law of allowing is actually a law. And then we're going to go back into the discussion of how to implement it, because basically the law of allowing and the implementation of the law of allowing in our lives is the laying down of resistance. So we're going to talk about how to implement that in just a minute. But the reason why it's a law, Anne, is because it's always, always, always the way the universe is. Now let's think about what we said about the law of attraction. So it's always working. Whatever you emit, you get back, period, end of discussion. The universe does not try to figure out if you want it or if you don't want it. It just matches your vibration.
Right.
It does not judge or assess if it's quote-unquote good or bad. There's no judgment. It's just you get back what you're emitting. So if you're emitting negative, you get back negative. Okay, so the law of allowing works in conjunction with that, because of the fact that the universe will allow absolutely everything. There is nothing that it will not allow. So you can literally create whatever you want. You could create a dictatorship. You could create mass trauma. You could create bliss for everyone. You can create peace for everyone. You can create consciousness for everyone. You can create whatever it is, and the universe will allow all of it. There is nothing that the universe will ever assess as being bad. So the reason why this is important for us to understand is so that we can learn to lay down resistance and lay down judgment and assessment. Now, yeah, every spiritual walk throughout time and eternity has talked about laying down judgment, not being judgmental. We have that in Christianity, don't we, Anne?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, lay down judgment. When Jesus Christ was teaching not to judge, he was teaching us the law of allowing, only with different terminology.
Mm.
And the reason why he was teaching us the law of allowing was to help us more positively create the lives that we want in the world. Because if we have resistance inside of us and we're pushing against things, what we're actually doing is adding energy to the thing that we don't want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does pushing against something sound like? Let's give the listeners.
Resistance.
Right, it's resistance. So what would it, let's talk, you know, give them a few examples of what pushing against something would sound like. I don't like drugs.
Mm.
War against drugs, right? How long has the world been fighting? Notice that word. Wow. What a negative vibration that word is, right? No, how long have we been fighting the war against drugs?
Oh, forever.
A long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The more we fight it, what happens?
It's just getting worse.
It's just getting worse. We're not eliminating the problem. We're actually adding energy to the problem. The more we focus on it, the more we resist it. Why? There is a principle in physics that trapped energy builds velocity. It does not dissipate. So the more we're trapping energy inside of us by resistance. No, I don't want to have this experience. No, I've had students who have said to me, Janine, I'm going into foreclosure. What do you mean I'm supposed to allow it? They think I'm crazy, right? They at first think I'm crazy. And then I explain. The law of allowing, if they will lay down their resistance to the foreclosure, it actually is the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason why. Imagine when you're being resistant against foreclosure. We'll just follow through with that example. So if you're disallowing foreclosure, it's as if you're putting up your hands and creating an energetic wall. No, I don't want to have this experience. No, I don't want to have this experience. No, I don't want to have this experience. Now, when you do that, you're putting up that wall. You're actually, two things are going on here. You're trapping the energy that was inside your energy field, because there's this wall. Mm-hmm. And then you're also preventing the beautiful abundance that's always flowing in the universe from getting to you.
Yeah, and the energy that you're actually radiating out is very low energy, low vibration.
Exactly. Why? So, because it's desperation.
Right.
Yeah, desperation. Wow, that probably calibrates at 2 or something.
So I think that it, you know, like there's no problem that you have that can't be solved with sending love to solve that problem.
That and is so right.
Yeah. And I think this is the hardest thing that people, you know, they react to a problem or a challenge or an obstacle with very low energy. Just what you're saying, putting up the wall, disallowing, resisting.
Yeah.
But if you change the energy, then in your internal energy, then you will be able to solve the problem very easily, because you'll be attracting a high energy solution.
That's precisely correct. And allowing is part of the solution, together with the third universal law of staying in the moment, the law of the moment. But let's talk about this allowing a little bit more, because you're right, it is the solution, sending it love. So allowing is really sending it love instead of attack energy. When you're putting up the wall, I don't want to have this experience. I don't want to have this experience. I don't want to have this experience. You're putting up that wall, so you're not receiving of the abundance. You're trapping the energy inside your cellular memory. And when you lay that down and send it love, well, I love myself even though I've attracted and I've created having this experience. I send it love. Do you feel the relaxation of the energy of it?
I do, yeah.
It's palpable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's absolutely palpable. So there's a relaxation. Well, I love myself even though. And now, frequently what causes a person to be disallowing is the low vibrational energy of fear. And I want to talk about that relative to this example a bit, because if your listeners understand how to apply the law of allowing in their lives, it'll change their entire lives. So let's talk about how you allow it, because the first thing your listeners are probably hearing is, my goodness, that Janine Dietrich is crazy. She's telling us to allow foreclosure, and that's exactly what I don't want. Well, the allowing is the solution, because it eliminates and discharges the negative energy inside of you on that issue. Allowing it discharges the negative energy on that issue. And if a person doesn't have any negative energy inside of them on an issue, could they ever attract that issue?
No.
Exactly.
Yes.
If you have no energy inside of you on the issue, you can't attract it.
Yeah.
So literally allowing it is the solution, together with the third universal law, of course. So the allowing it, you relax the cells in your body. They literally release, they relax, because that love energy, instead of attack energy, that love energy relaxes the cells of your body. And what happens when the cell relaxes? the energy can untrap and discharge and dissipate and leave your energy field.
Yeah.
So it's just gone. It's just erased through love. Yeah. So just like you said, sending it love is what discharges it. So here is how allowing it would sound in this particular situation. I would go through a question period with myself, or in this case with, you know, my students, and I would say, okay, so what exactly about the concept of foreclosure is freaking you out so bad, making you hate the experience so badly and causing you to disallow yourself to have the experience you've attracted? What exactly makes you so resistant about foreclosure? And I've had students say to me things like, oh my gosh, my phone is ringing off the hook. It's just horrible. You can't believe it. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. So you're telling me you're freaking out because your phone is ringing? That kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it? So is it really so bad that your phone is ringing? Oh, not really. Okay, so can you feel the energy relax on that issue? The energy relaxes. Okay, so my phone ringing off the hook is really not so bad. Just either let it ring or answer it and talk really sweetly and nicely to those people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that changes the energy of it, doesn't it? You're sending it love instead of being mad that the creditors are calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, so then additionally, though, I've heard students tell me things like, oh, but you just can't believe how awful it is. It's going to ruin my credit. Oh, it's going to ruin my credit. And I'm like, okay, so why is that so bad? Why is ruining your credit so bad? Well, because it just is. I mean, isn't it? I'm like, well, what do you need credit for? You only need credit if you're trying to get in more debt. Are you trying to get in more debt? And then they go, oh, I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not.
I don't really want to be. Yeah.
Exactly. So what do they need more credit for? So they go, well, I guess it isn't so bad if my credit's ruined. And then they say, oh, but I have to move and I'll lose my beautiful home. I'll lose my beautiful home. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is your identity wrapped up in the structure? Not really. It's not.
No.
Okay. And if it is, then we'll work on that and clear that resistant energy, thinking that your identity is wrapped up in a structure. And so I'll say to them, okay, so the fact that you get to move out of your home, notice the framing of that, you get to instead of you have to, you get to move out of your home and into a different place to live that is currently more affordable based on the energy of appreciation we call money that you've currently learned how to attract. And you get to live in a home that is more affordable for you based on what you've currently learned to attract. So that sounds like freedom to me. You know, getting to live in a home that's more affordable for you. Doesn't that sound like freedom?
Yes.
So then they say, oh, well, yeah, okay, so that's not so bad. And then I say, don't you like to decorate? Did you like to decorate your home, the one you're in now? Did you enjoy decorating it? And they say, yeah, you get to do that again with a new place. That's more affordable. They say, oh, well, that isn't so bad. Okay, so now what are you afraid of about foreclosure? You know what? I guess I'm not afraid of anything about foreclosure. Guess what? Now the energy of foreclosure, they're not afraid of it anymore. It's not so bad. And they're going, okay, so nothing bad is happening. Now there's no resistance to having the experience. All that energy of fear and that negative energy that used to be trapped inside of them is gone because they're allowing themselves to have the experience. And then guess what almost always happens, or very frequently?
They don't go in foreclosure.
That's exactly right. And why don't they go in foreclosure? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, they change the energy.
That's right.
They've allowed it to happen. So
that's right.
They're attracting higher energy things to happen.
Right. Because they've laid down the negative energy inside of them on the issue, they can no longer attract it. Because there's no energy inside of them on the issue of foreclosure. If there's no energy inside of you about the issue of foreclosure, It can't come to you. I've had students call me a few weeks later and say things like, oh my gosh, Janine, it's a miracle. You're not going to believe it. It's amazing. For 10 months, I was trying to get my, notice the energy of it, force, control, yeah, manipulation, trying to get my mortgage company to restructure my loan. And they kept saying, no, no, no. You were resistant to foreclosure. So they were resistant to helping you. There was an energetic match to your resistance. Exactly. So when they laid down their resistance, all of a sudden, the mortgage company was no longer resistant back.
Mm.
And their mortgage company would call them up on the phone and say things like, Janine, or say things to them like, we've been thinking perhaps it might be beneficial if we restructure your loan. Would you be interested in that?
Wow. Yeah.
So literally allowing it is part of the solution. The other part is living the law of the moment. We'll talk about that, no doubt, in our next segment. So yeah. The law of allowing then is literally magic.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. And let's think about it relative to cancer. You hear people
fighting
cancer. What is that? It's persistent energy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it literally traps that energy inside your cells of your body because it's trapped in your energy field. So laying down the resistance to it and sending it what the radiant
love.
Dr. Ann Dietrich mentioned, love. That's exactly right. Sending it love. I love you, cells of my body. Now, you're not necessarily sending the cancer love, but you're not resistant against the cancer. So you're sending the cells of that region of your body love. Send the cells love. So what you would vibrate and what you would hold in your awareness and therefore shoot out into your energy field would be thoughts like this. Like, let's pretend it's a liver cancer or something. So you would say, I love you, liver. The cells of my liver are remembering their wholeness. The cells of my liver are remembering their wholeness. I love you, liver. And you only think of the solution, you think of the wholeness. If you're fighting cancer, you're actually creating more cancer because what you're focused on is on cancerous cells.
Right, yeah. And thank you for my healing is another way you can look at it. Just thank you for my healing, my whole body.
Beautiful.
My whole body.
Beautiful. Thank you for healing. Thank you for my healing. My cells are remembering their wholeness. I love you, liver. The tissues of my liver are remembering their wholeness. The tissues of my body's purification systems are remembering their wholeness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What this, in science, this field of study about what we're talking about right now is called epigenetics. Epigenetics is when the morphogenetic field, which is just morpho means of the body, the morphogenetic field surrounding our bodies actually contains the intelligence of the encoding of our DNA. So scientists years ago used to think that DNA was all that. You know, they thought DNA is the guiding principle of our bodies. And now they realize, hey, wait a minute, something else is going on because they
studied the blueprint. Yeah.
Yeah, they said
the DNA is just the blueprint. Yeah,
that's right. DNA is just the blueprint, but the blueprint is created through the epigenetics. The blueprint, right. The DNA, is created through the epigenetics. That's contained in the intelligence in our morphogenetic field surrounding our bodies. So, when you say the epigenetic encoding in the morphogenetic field surrounding my body is turning on all of the chromosomes, on all of my genes in my DNA, and they are remembering their wholeness. You become healed. And everyone who will listen to this recording over and over and over again and memorize that phrase, everything in your life will be changed. Your pancreas will heal you, or can heal you of all of your diseases, your thyroid, your all of your glands, your hormones, everything. And I'm not supposed to say that it will heal you. And that's why I changed the word to can. I'm not supposed to make those claims. You must continue to do the work with your medical doctor. I would never tell you to stop doing the work with your medical doctor. If you are a diabetic, don't stop taking your insulin, for goodness sakes, but continue to use this thought process. And your doctor will eventually tell you, you know what? I don't think you need so much insulin anymore. And they will tell you to decrease the amount you're taking. Just use these thought processes and you will find it changes the energy in your morphogenetic field, turns on the healing codes in your genome, and it will actually literally change your DNA. They discovered this by studying identical twins and how one twin, over the course of years, their DNA would change, and the other twin, their DNA could stay the same, and they studied what the influences were. And they began to realize the influence of the twins' decisions in life, the influence of their intention was shooting out of their heart into their energy field and literally changing their genes and their DNA. So you have tremendous power to change it, and sending it love is how you do it.
And beautiful. That, now we're going to have to break.
That is allowing, isn't it? I just wanted to draw that.
That's absolutely allowing. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's take that break, Ann.
Okay, take care. We'll be right back.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Are you ready for an open, informative, and fun discussion on health, wellness, and a whole lot more? If so, you'll need to tune in to The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie, featuring award-winning TV host Forbes Riley and multimedia producer, author, and CEO Charlie Fusco. Our show is real, honest, opinionated, and full of laughs. Our well-known guests of authors, experts, and celebrities will give you the inside scoop on health, fitness, and personal success. The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Deatley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we're talking to Janine Dietrich. And we are talking about the three universal laws. And I guess we better get to the law of the moment, Janine.
That's exactly correct. We've already discussed the first universal law, and I don't call it the first universal law because it's more important, because it's not. This is not an order of importance. This is just purely the order in which we're discussing them. So the first universal law we discussed was the law of attraction. The second universal law is the law of allowing. That's laying down resistance. And this third universal law, the law of the moment, is extremely important, because the law of the moment can be described as the absence of time-space reality. And this is the only understanding that the universe has. The universe only has right now. You know, this is an interesting thing. I hope your listeners won't mind if I draw a few conclusions based on my theological studies from my Protestant background and cite an example from the Old Testament. Do you think they would mind, Anne, if I talk about the Old Testament for a moment?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, yeah. to understand the law of the moment a little bit better, well, let me just explain. Part of how I learned and understood the law of the moment was through my studies in the Old Testament. The Exodus from Egypt, that is in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, during the story of the Hebrews' Exodus from slavery in Egypt, the universe, or God, it's called in the scripture in the Old Testament, fed the people through manna. Now, an interesting thing about that is that manna would only be supplied for one day, and people could only take what they needed for that one day to eat. This is when they were in the wilderness, and the manna was only supplied the portion that one person needed per that one day. Well, this has created many limiting beliefs about money, and because of the misunderstanding of what this is teaching us. The fact that manna would disappear and dissolve and mold and make you sick if you took more than what you needed for one day, back in that story, what has been misunderstood and misapplied to mean that we're not allowed to have abundance. Oh, you should only take just what you need. And it created a lot of misunderstandings and limiting beliefs about money. That is purely a misunderstanding. The whole entire reason manna could only show up for one day, it's teaching us a principle about the universe. It is teaching us this law of the moment. God, or the universal principle, the universal consciousness that we call God, only knows right now that there is only now. That energy that we call God knows nothing of the past. It's all just right now. It knows nothing of the future. It's all just right now. That's the reason the manna only was good for one day. God supplies all abundance right now, in this moment, right now. What is God? Okay, the universe, that universal energy that we call God, that universal intelligence that we call God, is always and only flowing right in this moment, right now. So when we are out of alignment in our thinking with the universal principle of the moment, what's happening is we're out of alignment with the energy that is always flowing, the abundance energy that's always flowing. If our brains are back there in the past ruminating on something that happened 2 seconds ago or 10 years ago, oh, that person said that to me. Okay, we are out of alignment with this moment right now. Therefore, we cannot receive of the manna that is always flowing in this moment. We cannot receive of the abundance that is always flowing in this moment, because we're not even in this moment. We're right back in the past, which doesn't even exist in the universe. The universe knows nothing of that. So you are literally out of alignment with being able to receive of the energy that's always flowing. If your brain is back there in the past ruminating on something that happened back when, even if it was 2 seconds ago. Also, if your brain is in the future worrying, oh no, what if I can't make payroll? What if my company doesn't make enough money to pay everybody? Okay, that's going to be 6 weeks from now or whatever. Goodness sakes, that's out of the moment thinking. If your brain and your energy is out there, you're not even existing in that moment. So how can you receive of the abundance that's always flowing? The answer is you cannot. And this is what the principle of manna, the allegory of manna in the wilderness, is teaching us. There is only right now. Get your head in right now. A way to be in this moment so that you can receive of the abundant energy that is always flowing in this moment right now, because it's always flowing. It never turns off. It is always flowing in this moment now. You put yourself out of alignment with receiving it.
Yeah.
The universe doesn't stop sending it. It's your receiving of it that's the problem. And you're not receiving it if your brain is back there in the past or out there in the future. It is always, always, always flowing, but it's always flowing for you, and your ability to receive it is affected by whether or not your head is here now, fully engaged in what you're doing now. This is why the Buddhist monks entertain an exercise called the walking meditation, the eating meditation, the breathing meditation. Whatever they are doing, they have their minds fully in it.
In the moment.
In the moment. Why? Because the energy of abundance is always flowing at this moment. Go ahead, Ann.
Oh, I was just going to say, let's talk about overwhelm in this context, because I think this is one of the common problems that people have. They have too much to do, and they're trying to keep all this in their heads or their brains, and maybe they can't even decide what to do. But let's talk about the law of the moment in terms of overwhelm.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Oh, that is so profound. So important. When a person is experiencing overwhelm, it is always, always, always out of the moment thinking. Their brain is somewhere else thinking they should be doing something else instead. For example, in this moment, you and I only have one thing to do: be fully engaged in this call right now.
Absolutely.
Now, are there not other things that I need to accomplish in my day? I don't even want to say the word need. I get to accomplish in my day. Well, of course there are. But I'm not thinking about those right now. As soon as I'm done with this, I'll move on to the next thing. In this moment, you only have one thing to do. Get your head here. If you are thinking, oh my gosh, I've got 25 things to accomplish today, your brain is out there in the next several moments or the next several hours, the next 8 or 10 hours of your day. Well, that's not even here. That doesn't even exist. So you are out of alignment with the energy that's always flowing. That energy that's always flowing is abundance energy. And if your head is here now, you receive the benefit of it because A, it energizes you, gives you energy for the accomplishment of what you are doing right now in a really fully engaged, energetic manner. Whereas if your brain was out there thinking about something else you ought to be doing instead, you're out of alignment with the energy that's flowing. Therefore, in this moment now, you're less effective. You get drained. You get depleted. You get tired. Mm-hmm. You get exhausted. Oh, I need a nap. Oh, I need a vacation. You know, because you're not receiving of the abundance energy that's always flowing in this moment. So if your brain is here now, fully engaged in this moment now, you breathe that in. It fills you. It energizes you. That energy of the abundance flows throughout every cell in your body, and it charges everything you are doing right now with a tremendous energy. And that is an attractor magnet.
Mm-hmm. And you can be much more productive.
Oh, absolutely. Much more productive, and you'll enjoy it more. Everybody around you will enjoy it more. It's absolutely energizing and amazing and fantastic when your head is here now, fully engaged in this moment now, and you're receiving of the abundance energy that's always flowing. You don't get tired and you don't get overwhelmed. You only get overwhelmed if you're committing the offense of out of the moment thinking. And the only person you're committing the offense against is yourself. Well, actually, you're kind of committing it against everybody, aren't you? Because the people around you won't get the production out of you they otherwise would have, and they won't feel the energy from what you are conveying as they otherwise would have. So you're really kind of affecting everybody, but the primary offense is you are committing out of the moment thinking against yourself. You're overwhelming yourself. You're depleting yourself of your energy because your brain isn't here now. The solution to get in the moment is touch something in your immediate surroundings and offer appreciation for it.
Mm.
You know, this is a technique. Yeah. This is a technique that they use in drug therapy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. When a person is addicted to drugs and they're having an experience of withdrawal symptoms, the therapist will convey to them, okay, so touch something in your immediate surroundings and start offering appreciation. And they'll literally say, you know, notice something immediately surrounding you, like that box of Kleenex that's sitting on that ledge over there. It's purple and pink and it has butterflies on it. The therapist will say, describe it to me. Describe it to me. It's purple and pink and it has butterflies on it. And it's about 12 inches long and it's got Kleenex kind of sticking up out of it. And the Kleenex are white and Kleenex is a brand. And maybe I should invest in that company. And they get their head in what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it takes them away from the out-of-the-moment addiction, because it literally addiction is also out-of-the-moment thinking. It's cellular memory based in the past.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's truly part of their freedom to get their brain in this moment now. Touch something, offer appreciation for it, talk about it, thank it for being there, you know, thank you, Kleenex tissues, how you, you know, comfort my nasal passages and so on and so forth. So literally anything around you will do. It doesn't matter what it is. A blade of grass, the steering wheel on your automobile, the computer, this little mouse I have sitting here to move my computer
cursor.
Point.
Yeah, so cursor. Yeah.
Cursor. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So anything will do. Touch it. Mm. Offer it appreciation. Mm-hmm. Describe it, think about it, get your head in it, and that puts you in the moment. And the reason why you choose something in your immediate surroundings is because you want to be here now. The Buddhist monks call it, you know, in their walking meditation, they literally narrate each step of their experience. They narrate it. It sounds something like this. I am walking on a path. This path has small pebbles under my feet. Oops, I just stepped on a larger rock and my foot went out of balance slightly. Now my foot is level again. These rocks have several different colors. Some are pink, some are gray, some are 2 inches, some are 1 inch. This path is about 3 feet wide. Oh, wow, look at that. Over to my right, I just saw a lilac shrub. It is about 4 feet high. You get the idea?
Yeah.
Narrate.
Janine, we're going to have to stop.
Oh,
I just want to, is there any one moment, any one thing that we'd like to share as we close today?
Learning to live the other two universal laws, which are less well known and understood, the law of allowing, laying down resistance, and the law of the moment, staying in this moment, will be how the law of attraction will actually start working for you in the way that you choose.
Thank you, Janine. This has been wonderful. I hope that everybody has learned this magnificent story that you have told us and be able to take advantage to live their lives at a higher potential, creating the life they really want to live, and living radiantly, sharing the love and joy, the high vibration energy. Until next time, we'll say live radiantly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.